passing judgment on a culpable homicide case involving 30-year-old Fortunate Soro on Tuesday, High Court Judge Justice Tawanda Chitapi said it is illegal for spouses to pry into each other's mobile phones as that infringes on the privacy of individuals. Soro was convicted of killing her late husband, 50-year-old Petros Mutasa, for refusing to show her a message that had been sent on his mobile phone. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Some Chinoy residents welcomed the judgment, which becomes a judicial precedent, meaning that some judges may refer to it when handling similar cases in the future. Gwendolyn Chitemo welcomed the judgment, saying that will minimize some misunderstandings among couples.
Yes, it is a good judgment. My husband shouldn't touch my phone and I won't touch his. So I think it's a fair judgment.
Tapiwa Chakwizira concurred, adding that the judgment gave individuals the right to privacy that was no longer observed among spouses.
The ruling is quite positive in the sense that it emphasizes the element of confidentiality and privacy. Everyone is entitled to his privacy or her privacy.
But Crispin Neshambe said this judgment may cause problems as it defeats the purpose of marriage, which defines those who tied the knot as becoming one flesh after exchanging vows.
I think this new passed judgment will have implications on the way how people live in a household, given the fact that there is no more sharing of information that one will be receiving, especially in her or his cell phone.
Human rights lawyer Zikamai Machingura said the learned judge interpreted the law correctly as he upheld the right to privacy, which is in the supreme law of the country.
Takes the correct legal position, in particular as it fully recognizes the right to privacy, which is in the constitution. I do not believe that when people marry, they then marry in community of property. The right to privacy can coexist with the marriage, and the Marriage Act does not give either party to the marriage interfere with the privacy of the other.
Soro will serve 8 years in prison after 2 years were suspended on condition that she does not commit a similar crime within the period. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chiguriwa.